I said to her, and she said, "Are you a writer?" And I said to her,
"Ladies and gentlemen, our next stop, Bellingham, approximately 30 minutes, Bellingham."
And she said, "What do you write?" I said, And she said, "Why don't you write about me? The carriage was swaying, loose on the rails, and she'd fallen into the seat beside me. I'd seen her in the waiting room, all dolled up in a fur coat, eating an apple, legs crossed, one shoe hanging, playing time with the heel on the floor. I could see my father looking at her. And he said, and I said, "I wonder what they'll make me write about." And he said, "You'll start at the bottom, son." Later, I went down to the club car, and there were some people having a party in the Horseshoe. Been on for a couple of days, all the way from L.A. She was there, and she said, "Sit." There was a fat guy, flashy, suit, rings, buzz cut. And he seemed to be leading the entertainment. "Hey kid," he said, "meet Miss Bellingham." And everybody laughed, and somehow there was a beer in front of me. And she said, "Don't listen to him. I've never been to Bellingham." Passing some houses, so close you could see what was going on in the living rooms. People talking, doing stuff. And some of them, they were standing at the window looking right back at us. It was weird, like they were at the drive-in watching a movie, or like I was at the drive-in watching a movie. I could feel, her leg hard against mine, and she said, "Have another." And I said, said, "Can't be drunk when I get to my new job." And she said, "Don't worry, you can write about me." And the fat man laughed and said, "Miss Bellingham likes you, kid." And I said, "She's too old for me." And she threw her drink in my face. It wasn't what I meant to say. It wasn't. I was just, out of my depth. Bellingham, small town near the border. First thing, right away, I'm not there an hour, and a body is found down on the railway tracks. And the editor says, "Jesus, what a doll. What do you think? Did she jump or was she pushed? What do you think? You can write about her, kid.